Maryland's governor lays down a tight timeline to get schools back open. I'm Michelle Bash.
Montgomery County says it might be able to start vaccinating some seniors next week. I'm Valerie Bonk.
An area school teacher arrested and charged with sexually abusing a student in the 90s. I'm Mike Marillo.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In his first full day in office, President Biden signs 10 executive orders aimed at jumpstarting his COVID-19 strategy. CBS's Natalie Brand with details.
Holding up his administration's nearly 200-page COVID response plan, President Biden declared all-out war on the virus that's killed more than 400,000 Americans.
This is a wartime undertaking.
The president is invoking the Defense Production Act to speed up manufacturing of everything from vaccines to syringes and PPE for healthcare workers.
To accelerate the making of everything that needs to protect, test, vaccinate, and take care of our people.
But he warned things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
There is some positive news when it comes to coronavirus. CBS's Dr. David Agus explains.
There's data now that the current wave of pandemic may be peaking in its number of cases. And you look across the country, you're starting to see a leveling off and in some cases a decreasing on the number of cases and the hospitalizations.
In Mexico, a record number of new coronavirus cases has led to a shortage of a medical device. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
The demand for medical oxygen for thousands of people sick with coronavirus has led to shortages here in the Mexican capital. Prices have quadrupled during January. It's not unusual to see people lining up for hours on the streets, hoping to fill tanks. Paramedics interviewed on Mexican television said they've even had tanks stolen out of their ambulances while dropping off patients at emergency rooms. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
A judge approves a preliminary settlement for defendants in Michigan affected by the lead poisoning in Flint's drinking water. Resident Carrie Weber and her family are getting part of the $641 million settlement, but she says they're scarred for life.
How do you put a price tag on a human's life? I was told by the state my daughter and husband did not matter because they were 15 and 45. My daughter needs a liver. I handed them every glass of water. And I know in my head, I didn't poison my family.
Anticipation is building at a Maryland convenience store where the winning Powerball ticket was sold. Richard Ravenscroft, the owner of Coney Market in Lawakoning, says that everyone wants to know who has the ticket worth $731 million.
All my staff is excited about it. And, of course, we're curious as to who actually is the winner, but we don't know. I don't even have a clue.
We may never know who won. Maryland allows lottery winners to remain anonymous. On Wall Street, futures are down. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-578-2400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-578-2400. That's 1-800-578-2400. 1-800-578-2400.
Japan
at WTOP at 3:04. Good Friday morning, January 22nd, 2021. It'll be mostly sunny, breezy, colder today. Highs reaching the mid to upper 40s, 34 degrees. You're waking up to this early morning right now. Lane, thanks for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this Friday together, the governor of Maryland is pressuring schools this week that have not already started offering in-person classes to do so, and to do so quickly.
There can be no debating that online learning has taken an unmistakable toll on students, families, and educators.
So Governor Larry Hogan is calling on every school board to allow a return to at least some in-person classes by March 1st. He says there's a growing consensus that reopening schools does not lead to more community spread of the coronavirus. And there are encouraging signs about COVID-19 in Maryland.
This month, our positivity rate has dropped nearly 20% to 7.66%. Our case rate has dropped by 26%.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
There is mixed reaction this morning to the new school demand.
Leaders of the Maryland General Assembly's House Minority Caucus, Delegates Nicholas Kipke and Kathy Shalega, applauded Governor Larry Hogan's announcement that he and the state superintendent, Karen Salmon, want schools to reopen by March. But Maryland's House Majority Leader, Delegate Eric Luedtke, a teacher from Montgomery County, said the governor's approach, suggesting he'd use whatever legal leverage he could to have schools reopen, isn't leadership, but bullying. Prince George's County School CEO Dr. Monica Goldson issued a statement saying she appreciated the patience and flexibility of families and staff and that their health and safety remained her highest priority. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 306. Latest on COVID now this morning. Expanded distribution of coronavirus vaccines is set to begin in Maryland soon, but Montgomery County is struggling these days to keep up with demand, even with more stringent eligibility requirements.
Governor Larry Hogan says those ages 65 and up are eligible starting on Monday, but Montgomery County hasn't started phase 1B yet for the coronavirus vaccine, which includes seniors 75 and up. County Executive Mark Elrich.
If I get 7,300 new doses a week and I have a senior population of 75,000 people, if that number of new doses doesn't change, that's a 10-week long line.
More than 68,000 seniors ages 75 and up have pre-registered to get the vaccine when they can. County Health Officer Dr. Travis Gales had a message to leadership at the state level.
Send us more doses. We'd be happy to get them out and we'd be happy to move forward and get more folks vaccinated.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Meantime, D.C.'s mayor says the district is working to get more vaccines into the arms of residents, but says, like much of the nation, demand is overwhelmed the supply.
We know that demand in D.C. is very high. We know, too, from our sister cities around the country that they, too, are experiencing high demand for the vaccine and a scarcity of vaccine. So we will continue to advocate for more doses so that we can protect more people in Washington more quickly.
From now on, vaccination appointments in D.C. will be released to eligible residents every Thursday morning to priority zip codes. D.C. posting more than 2,200 openings on yesterday, and those were booked up within minutes. Citywide appointments will be released every Friday, and 740 more, in fact, will be made available today. This